Back here at the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour, brought to you by Duffy Sports Grill. Christian Catt with ESPN West Palm, now joined alongside Arizona Wildcats head coach Brent Brennan. Year one with the Wildcats, year one in the Big 12. How does it feel, Coach?
Feels incredible. There's so much exciting stuff going on for our football team, for this university, and for this new conference. We're just excited to get started.
Yeah, what's the first impression for this conference for you? I know you're walking into a brand new environment than that was the Big 12, brand new environment than was San Jose State. What is the Big 12 first impression for you?
Well, it's just a high-profile national conference, right? And that we're going to play, you know, basically from the West Coast to the East almost, and you know, for sure to the East Coast, but all the way, you know, to the Arizonas. And so it's exciting that it just covers such a big part of the country, and it's a part of the country where football is so important, and we're excited to be a part of that.
Massive turnaround year for the Arizona program last year, finishing the season at 10-3. How do you keep that momentum jumping into a program after a season like that?
Well, I'd say the biggest thing is by retaining the good players, which we were fortunate enough to do in that transition time when we came on board. But, you know, for us, it's trying to get us to focus on the process and not so much the outside noise. I think that's always part of it. Whenever you have a good season, everyone's telling you how good you are and patting you on the back, and it requires, you know, real discipline and real diligence to stick to the process that got you there in the first place. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to fight human nature.
You brought in offensive coordinator Dino Babers, former Syracuse head coach. I know he was with Arizona darn near a quarter decade ago. What's he bringing to this program this year?
Well, you know, I was a graduate assistant for Dino Babers in 2000 at the University of Arizona, so we have a lot of history together. He was one of my mentors in the coaching profession for the entire time I've been in it. He was raised in it by Coach Tomey, who's someone that we all love and respect. So bringing him in, it not only gave me a great offensive mind, but it also gave me someone who's been a head coach for a really long time over the last decade and a half. And having that in the room and having somebody that I can go to with situations or tough questions, you know, stuff I haven't handled before or I haven't experienced before, he's a great resource in that way.
Yeah, I just spoke with your quarterback, Noah Fifita, who was a freshman last year, sophomore in this upcoming season. How did you retain him with the program? You said to keep momentum going, you keep the good players on the team. What was that conversation like, and how were you able to keep him here in Arizona?
You know, I think the biggest thing is that the players on this team really care about each other, and they stayed for each other. They didn't stay for me. They care about each other. They stayed for each other and for the University of Arizona. It's the way Tucson loves our players, the way the university rallies for them. I think the experience they had last year really galvanized them, and they stayed for each other, which I think is a very rare thing in college football, you know, these days, and I think it's pretty special.
You're jumping into a conference that has great road environments, and specifically with your schedule, you kind of hit the top ones
In
year one. And you're a football fan. You're a college football fan. I know you got to deal with, well, those teams getting a little bit of an edge from having those road environments, but as a fan, if you can remove yourself a little bit, where are you excited to travel to in 2024?
Well, I've played or coached in games at BYU and Utah multiple times. I've also coached at Kansas State once. So, you know, for me, like, I'm excited to be back in all of them. I know how challenging they can be, and I'm excited for that challenge. Our football team will be, too, by the time we get there. But, you know, I think for, you know, our players, I think that the idea that we're playing Kansas State on the road early on a Friday night, I think that's going to be a game that has a ton of juice and people are going to be excited about a fan.
Yeah, absolutely. You were able to establish a winning culture at San Jose State. What did you learn from your first head coaching job at the higher level that you can take with you here?
I mean, how much time do you have? You know, that's
I mean,
a big
I've
question.
Got unlimited time. It's about how much time you've got.
I think the biggest thing you learn as a head coach when you first get started on it is, number one, there's no exact training for the job, and so you are hopefully growing and developing as you go through it. But the biggest thing is you have to keep finding ways to move forward. There's always obstacles. There's always challenges. You know, you fumble a ball or you drop a pass or you miss a tackle or something off the field. But you got to keep finding ways to move forward. And as long as we're not in the excuse-making business and we find ways to move forward, we find positive solutions together, we'll play good football and we'll feel great about how we're doing at the U of A.
Yeah, you mentioned how much time we have. I know you don't have as much time as I have. So one more thing for you, quick game, this or that. The game is so simple, everyone can learn. This or that, a primetime kickoff, or do you like the noon kickoff?
Noon.
Noon? Why is that?
Because I don't like waiting for the game. Mm-hmm. I like waking up and playing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What gives you more excitement, which makes you happier? Shutting down a road crowd or making your home crowd go nuts?
Making our home crowd go crazy.
Mm-hmm. And with Arizona, really, how do you keep that attendance up, up, and up, stacking off those winning seasons? How do you build much more excitement for that program?
Well, I think the biggest thing is you got to play consistently, play good football, right? And people are going to show up for that. And I think we have the team and the playmakers that are going to be a lot of fun to watch. And so I think that helps. And then I think our administration is doing an incredible job building out a great game day experience. And I think everybody that comes to Arizona Stadium is going to have a fantastic time in that stadium on the Saturdays this fall. We're going to build on that.
And this or that, do you prefer to win a defensive battle or a track race?
Oh, that's a tough one. I'm an offensive guy, so I would say a track race.
Yeah, knowing that whoever gets the ball last is going to win the game. Yeah. You have it in your hands. And one more for you. Took the trip here to Vegas. If you're on a plane, you have the aisle seat or do you go to the window?
I'm a window guy.
Window guy, do you like to sleep on the plane or do you like just not having to be bothered to get up when somebody else has to use the bathroom?
I either like to sleep or I'll binge watch a television show that I haven't had the time to watch for a couple years.
Fair enough. It is the Orange Bowl Media Tour brought to you by Duffy Sports Grill. So I got to ask, when given the option between award-winning burgers and award-winning wings, which one are you taking? Only one.
Burgers.
Burgers. Coach, thank you so much for your time. I know you've got a busy day ahead of you, and I'm glad you took some time with us.
Great talking to you.